Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
Daily Go Get a Mission Show. We do this every single day, every single day, every day, every day it rains, every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the arts, the Daily Go Get a Mission Show, the DG Show. And I'm feeling good like a real man should. What you know, baby? And I hope that y'all understand it and doing the same goddamn thing. Tonight on the Daily Go Get a Mission Show, we talking about broke and woke. Have you ever known somebody who was broke and woke? Somebody you know was always good in school, was always reading, was always getting knowledge, was always coming through with some new shit, but they couldn't make no money. They wasn't about that money. They may not have been a capitalist. They may not have been a capitalist. They may have been somebody who smoked a lot of weed. They may have been somebody who seemed like they were a little bit flighty, maybe even a ne'er-do-well, but they knew some shit, and you knew that they knew some shit. Like, nobody could outsmart them. They wasn't suckers. But they just weren't the type that was always concentrating on how to make another dollar. They seemed to be a little complacent with whatever their station was in life. And the thing is, you may have accepted that most of the things that they said or whatever could be validated. But a lot of people looked at them like, ain't nobody going to listen to that broke motherfucker. Why is it? Why is it that we look at people who don't have money like they don't know nothing? Why do we look at them like they're worthless? Why do we look at them like there's no way they could be an expert in anything? Because if they were an expert in anything, then they would be using their expertise to get a little farther, get a little farther, they can make some dough. You sitting around talking about all this shit that you know. I ain't trying to hear that shit, and they ain't trying to hear no, and we ain't going to listen to you, though. But the dude over there, he's a fool, but he got a lot of money, enough dollars to fill up a pool, Olympic size. And y'all know what I'm talking about. He got the guys and the girls. Everybody's on that world. Word. Well, what's up with that? And subliminally, we may subscribe to this theory, and it ain't really right. Subliminally, though, we may follow this protocol. Subliminally. We might do it on a subliminally. So what is it? What else? What's going on, Carol Table? Let me favorita. Carol Table, let me favorita is all up in the house. How you feeling, man? Good to see you. Good to see me some you and Annette Davis, the number one. What's going on? It's good to see you, man. And my big sis, Robin Ming, always up in Adam, ready to do a thing. What's going on, baby? Good to see me some y'all, man. We talking about being broke and woke. What do y'all know about being broke and woke? Some of y'all might be broke and woke right now. But, of course, we know that there are levels to being rich and there are levels to being broke. So broke to me just means that you cannot buy some of the things that you would like to buy right now. Like if you don't have enough money to go out, but you want to go out, you're broke. If you don't have enough money to buy a car that you want and you really want to drive it and you're not driving right now, you're broke. If you really want to live in this house, but you don't have enough money and you're not going to have enough money to move into the house, then you're broke. Doesn't necessarily mean that you're poor. You know what I mean? Broke is a temporary state of existence. Poor is a state of mind. You don't want to be poor in any kind of way. In my family, we don't go the poor route. Ain't none of us poor. We've all been broke. You know what I mean? We could have fucked up some money, but we ain't poor. We broke. And not all of us are broke, which is a good thing. One thing you don't want in your family is for everybody to be broke at the same time. Who you going to borrow from? Who's going to look out for the cookout? Somebody got to have some money. You never know. Somebody might get locked up. Who's going to pay the bail? You won't let me sit until trial? It was only jaywalking, but it just so happens that I had some violations from the past, and I had a bench warrant, and they're telling me I'm not going to be able to get out until we come up with $2,500 cash, and we can't bond out, and if we could bond out, everybody's so broke right now, there ain't nobody going to pay the bond, baby. We broke. See, that's a serious situation, very serious. You can't have everybody broke at the same time, but we're talking about being broke and woke. Now, we talk a lot nowadays. You hear people talk about such and such as woke. I'm woke. You're woke. We're woke. They're woke. And it just means that our level of consciousness has been elevated. You know, we've become enlightened. So we understand certain things that are going on in this world. We may understand a little bit of politics. We understand a little bit of spirituality. We understand a little bit of religion. We understand a little bit about community endeavors. We might know how to still do math well, even though we've been out of school for years and years and years. You might still be able to factor a trinomial, factor a polynomial. You might be able to do that. You know? You're woke, though. That means that motherfuckers can't just tell you about the way that the world works and you're just going to believe any of that stuff. You're woke. Funny thing about being woke nowadays is that Democrats think they're woke and Republicans think that they're woke, too. In particular, black Republicans, you can't tell them shit. They think that they're woke. Y'all silly-ass Democrats, y'all over there, y'all silly-ass Democrats, no, don't care. Yo, the silly-ass Democrats chasing a dream. Yo, silly-ass Democrats getting schemes. Silly-ass Democrats, y'all ain't getting nothing welfare. And nobody really cares. Y'all Democrats always hanging on the dream, and y'all going to get it on November 3rd. It seems another disappointment. No matter if you win or lose, y'all Democrats, black Democrats are dumb as shit. And y'all act like y'all been abused. But the Republicans, black Republicans, think they woke, but not the woke that we are. They don't seem to understand that the enemy is against them. But we know that they are, that's my word. Are we broke and woke? We ain't got a lot of money, can't afford them spokes on the tires and the rims. But we still get it in with each other, and it seems that everything is gonna be all right, and everything is gonna be all right, broke and woke. Everything is gonna be all right, and everything is gonna be all right, not a lot of cash. Everything is gonna be all right, and everything is gonna be all right. I got the knowledge and wisdom. Everything is gonna be all right. I'm gonna give it to you in the rhythm. That's my word. Yeah. So you know what I'm talking about. These black Republicans be calling these black Democrats dummies. They say that they're dumb, they're blind, they're gullible, they fall for the same shit. They swear they woke. Tell me I'm lying, y'all. They think they're woke. Nah, see, I'm hit to all of that. You know, the Biden and the Kamala. See, I know shit about them that you don't know. I know that Biden used to mess with little kids and shit. I got pictures of them. That's what they be telling me. They woke, broke, and woke. Well, if you're a Republican, you ain't supposed to be broke. You just supposed to be woke. Emily Dunlap, she says, broke and woke. A lot of us. Hell yeah. I've been broke and woke for years, almost my entire life, in comparison to some people. Even when I'm paid, I'm broke to some. But it's going to be all right. So what we have here is a credibility issue based on your financial situation. And it sounds a little crazy, but that's exactly what we have going on. We have a credibility situation going on based on your financial situation. Now, I'm not even going to let y'all try to divert me from this fact that when people have money, people listen to people who have money. Especially if they knew that you had money before you start talking. If they don't know that you have money before you start talking, they might listen. You might catch their attention. But as soon as you start talking that money, and they don't know if you have money, they have you so spending. Since you know so much, well, what you got? A credibility issue, baby. We got credibility issues for the broken woke. Because a lot of these motherfuckers that have money, a lot of millionaires, many of them haven't graduated high school. Especially when you start talking about the fact that many of them are in the entertainment field. And many entertainers have not graduated high school. And I'm not saying that you're not smart because you haven't graduated high school. But what I'm saying is you haven't graduated the fuck high school. So I don't really know how much you know. I don't know. I don't have any way of gauging it. See, if I know that you got a high school diploma, an associate's degree, or a bachelor's degree or something like that, I may not know everything that you know. But I know that you done learned something, goddamn. Because you can't get that far by being no dummy in class. You can't fail your way to a degree. You had to at least pass, you know, 70% of those classes. You dig? Or do you understand me? Do you feel me? Know what I'm talking about? Is it really on your mind? Do you understand we gonna find a way for all of us broken woke niggas to shine? So let's get into this. Are y'all ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, is all up in the place. How you feeling, my brother? Good to see you come through. It's always good to have my eyes on you. And the beauty I cannot see, Cherry. It's very good to see you, and it's never scary. And I can't forget Charlene Curry. Charlene Curry. What's going on, Charlene? How you feeling, Charlene? Good to see y'all coming through. That's my word. So we talk about being broke and woke. Broke and woke. Broke and woke. all of us broken woke motherfuckers be on the internet all day. Like, listen, not all day, but you know what I mean. But we always going to run into people that are going to dispute things that we say. And you know why they disputing it? Because they don't know if you have money or not. If you was a millionaire on the internet talking shit, you ain't got to be talking about no money either. But people think that because you make a lot of money, there has to be a certain intelligence that's associated with that. And they may be right. But it doesn't mean that just because you are not a millionaire that you lack intelligence or credibility. But you can't tell people that. No. Why do you think that Donald Trump's following is so strong, y'all? It's not the fact that he's just a celebrity. Many celebrities have tried their hand in politics, but they wasn't rich. And even if they weren't that level of rich. You have to understand that before he was ever a reality TV star, this motherfucker had names on his buildings in Atlantic City, in New York City, in Vegas. People don't forget that shit. Like, we staying in the what hotel? It's the Trump Hotel. At the what hotel? It's the Trump Hotel. It's the what casino? The Trump Casino. And I want a whole bunch of money. I mean, you. He got to be paid out his ass to be able to have a first class, five-star restaurant, hotel, casino. I'm going to get this shit, you know. So, since all the way back in the 80s, people recognize him for being stupid rich. So they're going to listen. So any of that crazy shit he be talking, people going to listen and they're going to follow because they like, shit. Say what y'all want to say. Y'all calling him stupid. Y'all calling him a fool. You can call him whatever you want, but you won't be calling him broke. Who listening to you with your broke ass? Black people say this shit to people all the time. Man, you look like a broke ass this or a broke ass that. You ain't got no money. I ain't listening to your broke ass that. We say it all the time. I mean, hold on. I can't forget this one. I don't care about nothing you say. You ain't paying none of my bills. You ain't paying none of my bills. I ain't listening to you. You ain't paying my bills. I'll listen to you. When you're paying my bills, you ain't paying none of my bills. I ain't listening. You ain't paying none of my bills. I ain't kissing. And you ain't paying none of my bills. I ain't fucking. I ain't paying none of my bills. Fuck you. Cool. I don't care what none of them say. They ain't paying none of my bills. They ain't paying none of my bills. Like you got, like because somebody paying your bills, all of a sudden, what they got? 360 degrees of knowledge of self. Come on, man. Shoot, it gets me to wondering. I wonder how long this shit has been going on. Because I don't think Jesus was a millionaire. But a lot of people follow Jesus. Imagine if Jesus had to have money. Jesus. He got to be God. Look at all his money. And even though I'm poking fun at that, when money becomes your God, you are always going to listen to his disciples. When money becomes your God, you're going to always listen to his disciples, his angels, his flock. And for a lot of people, money is the God. He's the God. I mean, shit is real, and it's not an easy... Battling somebody who has a lot of money is like battling against the influence of the, let me put it right. Battling against the influence of somebody who has a lot of money is like battling the influence of the media. And see, the media has a lot of money. You see the connection? We be thinking that if we listen to this person, maybe they'll give us some knowledge of how to make some money like them. And they ain't got nothing to do. The conversation don't have nothing to do with what, you know, that it's not based on that. It has nothing to do with what they're talking about. They're not talking about money. The same way as being a poor, righteous teacher or somebody who is broke and woke, is not talking about money either, but you're not listening to nothing that the broken woke person has to say. Because there's a credibility issue that's at stake, because you ain't trying to hear that shit from his broke ass, his struggling ass. What you gonna tell me? You don't make as much money as me. What you gonna tell me? Like, motherfucker, do you understand that there's somebody right now working on a PhD who could tell you a whole lot, but guess what? I bet you they don't have as much money as you do right now. They're not working yet. But what you gonna tell me? You ain't got nothing. Motherfucker, you ain't even got a car. Don't talk shit to me while I'm dropping you off at the laundromat, motherfucker. I ain't trying to hear that shit. You gotta ask me for money for fabric softener. Motherfucker, you ain't shit. You what? No, I ain't got change for a dollar. Nope. Sure don't. I would have had it before you start talking shit in the car. Right now, I'm putting your ass out the car. Matter of fact, get the fuck out. You ever kick somebody out of the car? That's a hell of a feeling. Have you ever physically kicked somebody? I don't mean actually kick them out of the car, but you might have. It's not that easy, you know, because, you know, in a passenger seat, you have to get over, like, a lot of the cars nowadays have the gear shift in the middle, so you might not be flexible enough to, you know what I mean? Pussy, fuck out the car. And plus, they might not actually fall out the car because you might have short legs. You might, you know, have short. But you might put them out of your car. Like, get the fuck out. You pull right over to the curb, red light. Yo, get the fuck out. Like, what you serious? Yeah, I'm dead serious. Get the fuck out my car, man. Get the fuck out my car. And I mean it. Don't make me have to go up under my seat. Get out. Out. Anyway. Yeah. If somebody doesn't have any financial credibility, we start picking on their intelligence. We start picking on their whole circumference of their being. Norris Hill, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, was saying that both the Democrats and the Republicans have contributed to being broke and woke. Word. Broke and woke. Annette Davis says, I'm broke and wide awake. I sell some myself. Put it on my EBT card. Emily says, I wish I had an EBT. I wish, listen, like I told y'all before, I wish that I could get food stamps, but I never want to qualify for no food stamps. I don't ever want to qualify for no food stamps, but I sure as fuck would like to have some food stamps. You know what I'm saying? So I got to get it the other way. You get food stamps because you qualify, and I'll buy yours off of you. It's so fair. But I'm like, damn, it's like drugs. What if I had my own drugs? If I had my own drugs, well, I could get it popping and get high on my own. But no, I gotta go to the dope man. And when I'm broke, I gotta suck his dick. If you're, well, sometimes gay drug. It ain't like it ain't no gay drug dealers. Let's just put it this way. Yeah, some of them homo thugs are local. You know what I'm saying? Like Omar from The Wire and shit. You know what I'm saying? But anyway. Broke and woke. Really, shorty? Really? You just gonna hop up in on the couch? Really? Don't hide your face inside your paws. Anyway. So yeah. Okay. Wait. Like I said, we gonna get back to that. credibility issue. People who have money always, you know, getting all the attention. People be listening to them and shit. Broke people, people with modest means, don't nobody want to hear nothing they got to say. You know what I mean? How you trust somebody that has money when you know they might only have money because they've been scamming motherfuckers, but a motherfucker that don't have a lot of money, you think you can't trust him? You think that you can't trust him because you think that because he doesn't have a lot of money, he's going to try to get rich off of you? Do you have enough money to make a motherfucker rich?
Oh, Archie.
Okay. The beauty I cannot see, Cherry, a Cinderella day to day. Well, it's the woman day to day with fame. And she says, my mom blessed me with a curse. She fed me too much information since birth. I've been woke. My mom blessed me with a curse. She fed me too much information since birth. My mom blessed me with a curse. And she fed me too much information since birth. She might bless me. With a curse, she fed me too much information since birth. She blessed me. Yeah, with a curse, she fed me too much information since birth. Bless me. With a curse, she fed me too much information since birth. She blessed me. With a curse, she blessed me. With a curse, she blessed me. With a curse, fed me too much information since birth. She blessed me. With a curse, she blessed me. With a curse, she blessed me. Since birth, she blessed me. With a curse, she blessed me. Since birth, she blessed me. Too much information, baby. She blessed me like hell. I can't do act like I can't tell when somebody's trying to come through with the fake. I ain't trying to hear that shit. Yo, I can't take another word of the bullshit. Rich or not, I'm trying to not hear that shit. Okay, all right. Let's get popping. All right. Listen, y'all can call into the show. If you'd like to call into the show, totally uncensored show. Oh, by the way, y'all, I need y'all to hit the like button. Hit the like button, share the show, and subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It's the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. I'm your host, Son 752, a.k.a. Omar, with the rrrr, and we are talking about being broken woke. Y'all can call into the show. Totally uncensored. Express your passion in any form of fashion. Say how you feel. You want to cuss, you want to curse, you want to swear, you can do it right here. Yeah. If you want to holler, want to yell, want to scream, and you think that it may seem like nobody's going to listen, but I bet you we will. As a matter of fact, we're going to listen all in. Bend that ear. All right. So the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199, baby. Daily Go Get a Mystery Show. And we're talking about being broken woke. Okay. Like I said, we're talking about a credibility issue, man. Why do we think that people who have money, even if they're not rich, why do we think that anything that they say is going to translate into some money for us? How is it that we are maybe of a lower class, but we still have a class system going in the lower class? What are we doing, baby? What are we doing? If you were such a scholar, why can't you make a dollar? Why do you give a fuck what he got to? What do you care about his bank account? Is he telling you the truth or not? Is he giving you some news that you can use? Some people can't think like that. Our conditioning is crazy. And it's not just us, though. But the gravity of that situation affects black people worse. Because we already scraping the bottom of the barrel. We already sinking in quicksand. Economically, educationally, familially, in the community. Come on, man. I ain't trying to diss us, but we can't get nowhere without telling the truth about us. We got problems. Major, major problems. Just like I wrote in the group the other day. The problem with so many black people who sell out is the fact that they're good looking. Having money gets motherfuckers over. Guess what else gets you over? Being good looking. If a nigga is cute, if a girl is pretty, guess what? They get over. They get discounts. People let them get over on type shit. They give them money. Pass them in classes. All kinds of fuck shit. So, like I said, when our people sell black people out, if they're good looking, we'd be like, well, I can kind of see why. We start rationalizing and sympathizing and starting to, what? I thought men were the only ones that thought with their dick. Women do it too. Well, yeah, well. Yeah, well, you know. Well, I mean, you got to kind of make some kind of exceptions because we dealing with all these other bum-ass niggas out here and they ain't getting it. They ain't doing nothing and whatever. And, you know, it's a shortage of black men out here in the first place. So you got to kind of get in where you fit in. So we got to give them a pass. Got to give them a pass. You ain't got to do that shit. But we do. Same thing with money. If you have money, people start listening. If you look good, people start listening. Y'all seen when a pretty girl enter the room, how dudes be like. She could be fucking dumb as a napkin. She's dumb as a napkin. We'd be like, so what you wiping? What you blowing? Yeah. Hey, shorty. Hey. What's going on, girl? All right, so, I mean, so what you made of, like, puffs? That's puffs? You got, like, lotion in that shit? Yeah. Yeah, that's special right there. You got the lotion and the puffs. You... Hey, you want to go get something to eat? You hungry? Want to get something to eat? Same thing with a dude. Good looking niggas get over all day. They do. That's very rarely do you find con men who are ugly. Ain't nobody trying to hear that ugly shit you talking about. Oh my God. But good looking dudes, like, you want to believe, like, well, he is handsome. Yes, I don't know. He can get it. He can get it. And you know what really showed me that shit? Remember that boy, the boy, what, this was like 4 or 5 years ago, and the light-skinned boy that he was a thug. He shot motherfuckers, hurt motherfuckers and shit like that. I think he killed somebody or something. And he was, you know, all the chicks was all on him like, shit. Damn. Normally, pretty boys like that are pussies. Yeah. That I was like, look at this shit. Look at this shit. Legs flying open all over the place. All over the United States. This motherfucker was on his way to jail. They ready to put money on his books. They ready to get conjugal visits. Like, before I let you go, can I get a kiss good night, babe? What we doing, y'all? What we doing, brothers and sisters? What we doing? What we doing? All right. So, so Jones says you want to get in the pool, but you don't want to get your hair wet. And then David says, I got the best life advice from a homeless woman in North Jersey. What did she say? Emily says, just because a person is homeless doesn't mean that they're not knowledgeable. I told my sons this. they or some just had bad luck and lost what they had. I mean, well, a lot of times, sometimes it's like that. Most of the time, it's because they're mentally ill. So just because you're a mentally ill person don't mean that you ain't smart as shit. There's a thin line between genius and insanity. Very thin. I've known geniuses that was, I've known motherfuckers that were smart as shit, but they shit snapped and next thing you know, they talking to themselves, and next thing you know, they not washing their ass, and next thing you know, they homeless, and next thing you know, you barely recognize them when you see them, and you get to crying like, yo, what you doing out here, man? You know, I ain't seen you in a few years, and I've been asking about this. What did you? That's me going downtown. I swear to God, seeing people from around the way, like, yo, what you do? You know what I mean? I was in jail for a bit, you know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, I remember when you was just, I know, man. But you know what I mean? What you about to do? No, I gotta go back to work. Oh, you, where you work at? I work right over there. You work there? Yeah, but how your family doing, man? I ain't seen them. Yeah. Oh, can I hold something? I mean, you was my man. What you need? What you need? I need that. I'm saying this is all I got. All right, but you work there, right? Yeah. So you gonna get more? Well, I gotta work. This ain't pay. All right, just give me that. But y'all understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Just because you're homeless don't mean that you're stupid. It doesn't always mean that you're crazy. But a lot of times it does mean that you're crazy. 9 times out of 10, it means that you're crazy. 10, 11 times, yeah. It ain't easy to be homeless and totally devoid of mental illness. Just knowing you out there in that cold is enough to drive you to fuck crazy. Couch English says, the kind man, he was getting money and sympathy from a lot of women, and he was a criminal. Yeah. Y'all remember what I'm talking about? Yeah, no, I ain't trying to hear the ugly shit. I'm trying to hear that ugly shit you tell, like, get the fuck out of here. Like the girl in class. The smartest girl in the class that was, you know what I mean, not that cute. She was the smartest because wasn't nobody in the class smarter than her. A lot of times that not so good looking chick. Sometimes she was the first one to get pregnant too. Because somebody was like, wow, she helped me with my homework. I gotta do something. Plus, she ain't all that ugly when she by herself. All right, don't tell nobody. Or I ain't going to let you do my homework for me no more.
Okay.
Oh, ow, it hurt. All right, just chill. Ow! All right. Shit. Math is hard. This ain't hard. Shit. Learning math is hard. So is English. I don't know how to conjugate a verb. Loosen up. Open wide. Wider. Oh, I mean, Gerald. Anyway. And that says, you might be on to something because many moons ago, when I was younger and shapelier, I got free tires for my car after a blowout on the freeway in California. I was a cutie, not saying that I'm not still cute. Yeah, we not saying that. But I could understand how them long legs was. Like, I seriously considered kidnapping you, but I'm going to help you out, you know what I mean, and get this legal ass, hopefully. Nothing like some good, wet, legal ass. Nothing like it. Nothing like it on earth.
I know, yeah. I saw the word some, Emily. I got you. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say that everybody who's homeless got a little something going on. Yo, I'm saying, they might not be schizophrenic. They might not be talking to themselves or the birds or you know, whatever. But you get to talking to them, you be like, you know, this homeless situation that you in is starting to make a little bit more sense now. Because just because you ain't crazy don't mean that you listen. Just because you're crazy don't mean, I mean, just because you're not crazy don't mean that you listen. Just because you're not crazy don't mean that you listen. Just because you're not crazy don't mean that you listen. I ain't trying to come at you. I ain't trying to be dissing. Just because you ain't crazy don't mean that you listen. Just because you ain't crazy don't mean that you listen. Just because you ain't crazy don't mean that you listen. I'm trying to tell you, shorty, something is really missing. You ain't got something going on upstairs. That's why your kids ain't in your care. And shit is like going really nowhere. Because it goes in one ear, not the other ear. Or what the fuck is up with you? This shit is getting kind of wild. You had 1, 2, 3, 4, another child in your belly, and it's growing, and you don't know where the dad is. I'm getting mad as hell. Another child in foster care. How is it going to work out from here? YS Books all up in the house. How you doing? Yvette Stokes all up in your area. What's going on, ma? How you doing? You know what I mean? It's good to see me, some you. Thanks for coming on through. Oh, shit. Damn. And she says, wait. I tell Joe says people paid all that money on school clothes. Oh, boy. Wait, but tell you, first of all, I'm pro school clothes. Like, the back to school was one of my favorite times of the year. I ain't like school, but I like back to school. The whole concept of getting all of this shit. You know what I'm saying? You got a whole box of 72 color crayons, Crayolas. You know what I mean? Got the protractor and the compass. I swear to God, I've never used a protractor or a compass. We got that shit every year for art. And I never, have y'all ever used a protractor and a compass? We bought a new one every single year up until probably like the sixth grade. I don't remember ever using a compass. I'm in art waiting, we won't use the compass today. You know, it got the pointy joint, you know, the compass. I can make a hell of a circle. The compass with the pen in the middle, you know what I mean? And the pencil attached to it and shit. I've never used a compass. I want to use a compass. Okay. So YS Book says, I ran into one of our classmates who is homeless. I reached out to her sister who told me to leave her. Nah, that's your classmate. They ain't go to school with me. Ain't none of my classmates homeless. Only people who lived around the way that I didn't go to school with. Peace to them. How altruistic of you. She says, I bought her something to eat. That's what's up. And then David says, no ass giving, but a lot of conversations. Enough for them to be able to put that tire on. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Narciso says, speaking of back to school clothes, bring back the parachute pants. No, those two. Actually, parachute pants was all right. Yeah, they was all right. I ain't going front. For some reason, the first thing that came to my mind was like hammer pants. Like, no, don't do that. Don't do it. Whatever you do, don't bring back them shit. Damn hammer pants. Robbie Mintz says, you never use the compass. Never, ever. Never, ever have I ever used the compass. Ever. I waited. Like, come on, all right, teachers. Teachers, how to use the compass. Come on. I know it's going to come. I know it's going to come. I know it's going to come. Compass, protractor, compass, protractor, trapper keeper, compass, protractor, crap, trapper keeper, compass, protractor, trapper keeper, trapper keeper, loose leaf, compass, protractor, trapper keeper, loose leaf, protractor, compass, trapper keeper. You use one and pick it. Why S-Books? You can help me with this. Yesterday, I was talking about the music teacher at Pickett. Do you not miss you, not miss Eubanks? The man, the male teacher, the male music teacher. Do you remember his name? He played the trombone. He had an obsession in 1981 with I'm Coming Out by Diana Ross. Smith! Mr. Smith! That was his name! Yo, he can blow the shit out of that trombone. He was the man! Well, yo, tell him. Y'all probably be thinking I'm be lying. Go ahead. Co-sign, Yvette. Co-sign. I tried to tell him. Yo, he blow the shit out of that horn. He went... Here's the truth. Here's the truth. Mr. Smith was dope. Robin Mink told me, I said, what kind of teachers or schools you go to? I don't know. Let me use a damn protractor. The compass either. Wise Book says he had us playing in Burger King. Really? Wait. So you played in the band? Pickett had a good band. I didn't know you played in the band. You played in the band? What instrument did you play? You played in the band? I didn't know you played in the band. And then David says, I had to buy this calculator that cost $150, and they better be using it too. Oh, you played the violin. Yeah. Nah, if you went across the street in that Burger King, then you knew how to play that shit. Okay, Broke and woke. Broke and woke. Ain't nobody trying to listen to your broke ass. Oh, they used it at Ada Lewis? Well, bite my tongue. Oh, the jam. I didn't know that. You played in G-Town too? Who knew? I guess that's it. The things you find out 30 years later. The things you find out 30 years later. Hey, this is shit. That's what's up, though. That's what's up. But yeah, so, you know, this whole thing with Donald Trump, it's all about money. People listen to him. People revere him. People admire him. People respect him. And they will actually give him credibility because he has money. So when he says that we built the best economy this country has ever seen, since they think that shit is real. Like, yeah, just like he did his businesses. I'm like, just like he did his businesses. Ask Chase Manhattan how Donald Trump does business. See what they have to say. Or any of those banks that he's giving the shaft to. They're like, no, this motherfucker ain't no businessman. monkey business. You got that monkey business going on. That serious monkey business. Oh. Yeah, you got that monkey. Fuck out of here. What you talking about? Fuck is y'all niggas talking about? And that David says, how much can I pawn this calculator for if they don't use it? When was the last time you saw a pawn shop? They still have them, but they're very rare. I used to love pawn shops. They had the best jewelry. People who was down on their luck, who sold their jewelry, custom made shit. Yeah, pawn shops. Stereo equipment for cheap. Yeah. Yeah, the good advice, Carol. Sell it on eBay. Now you don't even really have to go on eBay. You can sell it on OfferUp. You can sell it on a Facebook Marketplace. They have actual groups where people sell things and buy things. Yeah. But just understand, you ain't gonna get nowhere near $150 for it. If you paid $150 retail, you might get it for $100. You could catch somebody out there who, if it's like in pristine condition, box and all of that, and whereas you could say it was brand new in the box, like go ahead and take some all-purpose cleaner, some Windex or whatever, and clean that shit up like it's brand new to the point where you can get that new device smell in it. You know that. They'll never be able to tell. Slip that shit in the box. That's one of the reasons I don't be throwing boxes away. Be like, you never know. I might have to reference this one day. Robbie Mink says, yes, he looks like an orange. They don't believe his orange ass because he has money. But your light-skinned black ass, your light black ass, green eyes and shit, they ain't trying to hear that shit. What million you ever make, Robbie Ming, here to do a thing, whatever he says about you. Yeah. He ain't got no money. But she is cute. Evidently, there are people out there who think Donald Trump is pretty cute. You know, they say money makes you good looking. And they say when it comes to the president, they say most women, of course, they were talking about white women, but they said most women they make their vote based on their loins. Their loins. Which would explain why Hillary lost. She had the wrong loins. Hillary, you need more erect loins. What's in the bottle? That was water in the bottle. But this is locally famous colon ream. Yeah! Carol Taylor says, they blind, cripple, and crazy if they find anything good looking about him. Well, they've been saying that for years. I've heard women actually say it. Oh, Donald Trump, he's so good looking. That's going all the way back to the 80s. Robbie Ming, don't be telling me to shut up. You ain't rich. You ain't rich enough to be shutting me up. If you was rich, I'd be like, Omar, shut the fuck up.
Literally talking up the side of my mouth. Rob, can you tell me when I can speak again? I got something to say, Rob. Can you tell me when I can talk again? Please? Please. Please. It's all right. Check it out, right? Check it out. My auntie gets us food stamps on the 16th. I sell you 200 worth of food stamps for 100.
Robbie Ming says, why is everything based on sex? Why are you always asking me how come I talk about sex all the time? Because it matters. Why are you always trying to divert people's attention away from their loins? Aren't you a Christian? So doesn't that mean you believe in a loincloth? Do you clothe your loins? It's the godly way. It's the godly way. It's the godly way. It's the godly way. Narciso says, I wonder whatever happened to Shabba Ranks. He's still around. Shabba! Oh, no. YS Books. It's not Colin Red. Colin Ream. R-E-A-M. Because, you know, it takes... This thing will run through you. So it takes your intestines and it reams them shits out. Get all that shit around the sides and shit out of there. Uncork your colon. Let you go free. I wanna be free. Colon ream. Nature's goodness. See, this may look like an ordinary drink, but it has tomato, collard green, spinach, even turnip, celery, a whole clove of garlic, which is beets. That's why it's red. That's why it's red. Other than that, it would be green. There's a mushroom in there. And also, we have turmeric in there and black seed. And normally, I would have some chlorella, but I ran out. So we have other vegetables in here. We have radish. There's definitely radish in there. And cucumber. You know, you must keep it alkaline. And what else? Other shit, it would ream your colon out. Your intestines will be thanking you. It'd be like, listen. You've been letting the shit held on to the side of the walls of my intestines as if they were pictures. They were hanging, you know, these waste, these feces, hanging on the side of my intestines as if they were pictures. They're the pictures of walls, but they were the pictures of shit. Until you got me the quarantine, it kept it moving. It kept it moving. It kept it moving. Aye. Robbie Mink says, because you do talk about sex. These topics are not based on sex. I'll work sex into the conversation on every show I do. It is important. It is important. People always try to, like, no. Like, what are you, a conservative? I'll work it in, one way or another. Matter of fact, take this, Rob. Look, I'm not talking about sex. I'm not saying a word. Wise Book says, add some pasta and then I would eat it. Yo, I ain't going to force it on nobody, but trust and believe. Trust and believe. This shit is good for you. Good for your attitude. Good for you physically, good for your spirituality, works on your patience, your understanding. You know what I mean? Could teach you to read better, work out math problems. Good shit. Charlene Curry says, that is no lie. It's the truth. It's the truth. So, yeah, you know, what are we talking about? We're talking about, you know, broken woke. They're... personally, I put a lot of stock in the poor righteous teacher. I really do. Honestly, if you have a lot of money, I don't really want you, you know, telling me a lot of things because, no, let me not put it that way. I don't want you giving me the knowledge of the earth based on money. A lot of times, really wealthy people can't think outside of their finances. So everything comes full circle back to your financial situation. Now, sure, it's a wonderful thing to be able to pay your bills and to be able to have a financially stable and comfortable situation. That's great. But that does not mean that you will not contract cancer. It doesn't mean that a loved one of yours will always be around. It doesn't mean that you will form true reinforcing friendships. It doesn't mean that you will have a relationship with God that gets you through every day and relieves the stress and wards away depression and things like that. It doesn't mean those things. And unfortunately, many of us with this type of skin really believe that as long as we get this money, everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Get your dough now. And when they find out that, oh, damn, there is more to life than this. Because guess what? You can make all the money as you want as a black man or woman. But guess what? You will never stop being discriminated against. You will never divert racism away from you. You will never be able to live comfortably in a country like the United States without the threat of you losing your financial situation or you losing your physical situation. It was not designed for us to get comfortable and put our feet up just because we have a couple of dollars. The system is just not set up that way. The system is set up to take back whatever money that you make. That's how it's set up. And sometimes we help it to be set up and work that way. You know, whenever I think about Michael Jackson and the atrocity of his estate, this man wanted to be white so bad that he had surrogates. You know, people want to argue that at least one or two of his children are his biological children. Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I ain't trying to hear that shit. But in the event that it is, one thing is for sure, because of half of what they are, they're going to get that money back by default. And ain't nothing nobody can do about it. And that's whether they carry his bloodline or not. Carol Zimley says, is it FDA approved? Nope. And that's why it works. You know, this thing will cure you of COVID. I'm cured and I'm immune. Annette Davis says, if I drink it, I'll drink it if it'll help me get some. Send me your address. I'll send you some. This will definitely help you get some. And it'll help you to do better when you get some. You don't want to be running out of stamina and endurance. You know why you're getting pounded out. Robbie Mink says, if you can't do math, you are screwed. No, I still said, add a net. Let me buy you a cold cream. Yo, you know what? Y'all, see? It's not just me, Rob. See? Ha ha. Told you, man. All right, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yeah. All right. So let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious October 12th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are number one out the box, Josette Catlett, turning 48 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Josette. And also Sheree Wright, turning 44 years old today. Bow, 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 bow. Yeah, Sheree, wear it up. And Arshay Always KC Hines. Arshay Always KC Hines, turning 34 years old today. And Oluoma Paraculetta, happy birthday to you. And Crystal Meekins, my girl Crystal Meekins, turning 45 years. Bow, 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 bow. Yeah, what's up now? And Yolanda Bayless, she came on one of our hikes with us. Happy birthday to you, Ulanda. Ulanda and Rochelle Rankins, turning 44 years old. Bow, 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 Rochelle. And Haki Nasir, turning 53 years old today. And Tasha Williams, happy birthday to you. And Lundy, Juanita, Juanita, Lundy, Lundy, Juanita, Juanita, Lundy, happy birthday to you. And also Dina Devine, that's my cousin, Dina Devine. Dina Devine, Father Devine. Nope. Happy birthday to you. And last but not least, I knew this girl all the way back since the 1990 when we worked at the Fed together. My girl, Latia Carter, McCarter, I'm sorry, Latia McCarter, happy birthday to you. Oh, she must have got married, because that wasn't a lesson. Yo, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you. Anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious October 12th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. Turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. Yo, you can keep listening to people because they have money all you want, but if they're not talking about things that have to do with money, then where's their credibility going to come from? And when you really think about it, what kind of person are you to judge somebody by how much money you think that they have? I mean, really, what's good with that? And I'm not trying to tell you to leave yourself open to somebody who doesn't have anything and may actually be trying to be opportunistic and trying to take something from you. But what I'm saying is everybody deserves a fair shot based on what they bring to the table. So just because somebody brings something to the table, it doesn't mean that that's going to be the table that you sit at. So we got to do a little better with judging each other and listen to each other, getting that knowledge, because we all need it. We got to break ourselves out of this mental slavery one day, man. We got to turn the beat around one day. And I think it all starts with the knowledge. We need the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, the culture, freedom, power, equality, God, building, destroy, born cipher. We will be back tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Make sure y'all back here tomorrow night. It's going to be a good one. And peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all back to life. Make sure that y'all share the show if you haven't shared the show. Make sure y'all hit the like button if you haven't hit the like button. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. So this has been another installment of the Daily Go Get a Business Show. We get back at you. All right, y'all. So let me get up out of here. Oh, wow. This would have been your mom's birthday? Yo, happy heavenly birthday to her. Word. Good shit. All right. Okay. All right, so Blog Talk, let me get you up out of here. Peace to y'all.